Okay, let's review what we said yesterday, identify what still left to be discussed, and finish off the very sheet that we showed him. And then you have, that's just one thing, the basic machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. And Rashi is joined here by a good number of Rishonim. That Shoshal Midas is a Goslin, a Chayv Onsen. And that is even if he's just Shoshal Midas B'miktsas. Means you have this cow. And it's and the shepherd is taking it from place A to place B, and he puts his backpack on it, and meanwhile he's doing with it everything the owners want him to do with it, moves from place to place, grazes, drinks, whatever. Says Rashi, he's the Gzeles Tashmishim. Gzeles Tashmishim, he's a Shol Shalom Midas. It would be a Shol Shalom Midas. That's Rashi's problem. And so the Ramban says, no. Ramban says, Shol Shol Midas, it's like a Shoel. What does that mean? I give my car to you to drive. You're a Shoel for a month. You take the car, you have complete Kinyone Tashmish. You take the complete Kinyone Tashmish away from me. And at the end, you have kinyonim in the Guf Hadova for the purpose of Tashmish. At the end of that month, you hand it back to me, and your Chiyuv Hashava. And if you can't be Mekayim, your Chiyuv Hashava, so then you have to give a total replacement of that automobile. But that's if I take complete kinyonim Tashmish, and I have to give back, so I have Kona, the object, completely Legabe Tashmish. I have to give the full object back. And so, but if I have Kinyani Tashish, the owner still has Kinyani Tashish, we share all sorts of things together. And I don't know, then I'm giving him back. So I don't have the halacha of a shoel in the entire thing. And certainly, I'm not chayv onsen on the entire thing. I don't have the entire thing. So says the Ramban. Rashi and those who shown him who agree with Rashi say no. Even though I have Kinyane Tashmish on part, is partial Kinyane Tashmish, but still I have the din of a Shoel because of that, because I have the din of a Shoel as part of that, so therefore I get a full Chiyuv Onsen and I have the Shoel Shalom Midas. If I do it Shalom Midaito, I'm a Gasim. That's one very clear issue. Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Beis makes a point, an important point, and that's going to shadow everything that he says.
Baby.
Yes.
About the Ramban, how far do we take this? If I borrow someone's car, he has some stuff in the trunk. It's not a sheila, or
he's had some stuff in the car. I'm not sure.
Ready?
Can I take it out of the car? I have to leave it there. If I can take it out, there's no shaila. If I have to leave it there, I'm not sure. Yes.
What if I limit his usage? I don't keep anything for myself. I just tell him he's not allowed to drive over 60. He's not a shul.
But he's full shul. Whatever tashmish will be on this object, he gets. All the tashmish he gets. Which tashmish? I can define which. Lo lichu bahar, lo lichu begivu. Right? You saw that. I can tell which Tashmish you are, but I retain nothing for myself. You take everything and you give back everything. That's a Shoel. Rashi has a simple problem. Because of that, and I gave it to him to keep in his Rishus on my behalf. So Rashi has a very, very simple problem. Simple problem Rashi has. So what is this din of Zeila of a Shomer Meshuso? That means you gave me your object to keep. I'm keeping it in one drawer. Then I decide I'm taking it for myself. I'm taking it out of that drawer and I'm putting it in a totally different place. But it's my it's one Rishus Baile. Rashi says Behed Teiros L'Yod. Comes Rashi with an unbelievable Chiddush Mem Gimel Amud Beis at the top. The only way a Shomer can become a Ganav is by the Parsha of Shlichas Yad. Okay. So that's Rashi's conclusion, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. Let's get back to where we were. Okay. Rashi says like this. Let's read Rashi and explain the Kasha on Rashi and the Teretz to the Kasha on Rashi. Rashi says like this. And it's this Kasha that send all Rishon in all their different directions. Vikasha. Dilma hodi enich maklova tamilo chiyuve lav mishum shlichas yad. Nakal to shlichas yad. Yibo echsar. Mishum shol shol midas. Kahidilel. Chobas lohi. No. It's not true, says Rashi. Kamrin bishomrim shayla shol midas bedova she'enu kichesh v'chise machnos malocha. If I am just stealing, if I am just stealing tashmish with something without a chasar, without a hezek, without a hefzer. Oh. So now anything with a hezek or with a hefzer, so that's a whole different thing. That already gets into the idea of gzela. Because if I'm a gonev, I'm a ganev. The moment you want to be machayev him for gzela b'tor satzlo, and not because of shol shalom midas, not b'din shayla, so you have to work within the gedarim of shlichus yad. And then it depends, shlichus yad tzorach chasar, and it doesn't tzorach, lo tzorach chasar. Now, there's a problem. With this, we solve a certain problem. Let's identify what the problem is. I thought I made it clear, but it is. That according to Rashi, according to the Aman Dama, Shichashad Svicha Chasarin, if I'm a Shol Shalom Idas, and the Chasarin hasn't happened yet, and then it falls through the cracks. So what does Rashi say? That if I be a shoel and in an animal, and the animal, if it had done it for an extended period of time, would get tired, I'd be chayev. But if I put it there and nothing happened to it, and it didn't yet get tired, no hezek happened, I'm not a shol shalom idas, and I'm not a shalech yat. And if I'm potter, so let me just be. So forget the fact it doesn't fit shlichas yat. So then hit him because of shol shalom idas. That was the problem that bothered Rabbeinu Peretz. That's the part of the Maram bothered the Gra. So you have something that sort of falls between the cracks. That a shol shalom idas with potential chasarin, without real chasarin, it didn't happen yet, is going to be potter. But a shol shalom idas where it's impossible to have a hefzer is going to be chayev. Now that is a very unusual thing. So the potential here the potential for chasarin without the real chasarin is creates a kula. Your potter, if there's no potential for chasarin, you're chayev. So the answer is, the moment I'm stealing it, with knowing a hefsek will happen, so then I'm in the parsha Geneva, and the parsha Shlichas Yad, and I have to fit the details of Shlichas Yad. So Enoch Hanami, this happened to this such a situation fell between the cracks. Okay, now with this we understand the Tosis here. Tosis says Shenot Levehigbiya Amanas the Gosla. Why the chasar? Who's talking about chasar? Chasar is a din in Shlichas Yad. It's not a din in Gzeila. No. What is the Gemara talking about? And Rashi is very clear. Amanas the Gosla is also Shlichas Yad. And has to fit the details of Shlichas Yad. What's the chasar? And the fact that I took it away. And that's why Rashi said, So what is the, when am I using Shlichas Yad for one of four Mitzotsa Kekula? Rashi says, okay. He doesn't get the kinyonic neighbor, the kinyonic zayla. That is how Rashi understood and how Tosus understood. Now, this should give you a relatively clear picture of what they're talking about. The Baal HaMor takes Rashi one extra step. There is no such din of gzeila in a shomer, except via shlichas yad. So shol shalomidas is a gazlan, and therefore it has to come under the gedorim of shlichas yad. Because all gzeilas in shomer have to come via shlichas yad. He just took Rashi an extra step. Now, so this should give you a relatively complete picture. We'll go through the Baal HaMor Ramban inside for certain technical details, see how they work through this. That's number one. Yes?
In this thing, Rashi and Baal HaMor, what's Tren and Rashi?
What?
What's the chiluk between?
Because according to Rashi, the whole problem of a shomer being a gazlan is if it violates what my shmir is what? Keep the chavetz, make sure the chavetz gets back. If I steal kinyonei tashmish, it's not a question my rishus, the other rishus. If I take a chavetz to hold it and to steal it, I'm taking it from one rishus to another rishus. And I have a problem. What's the problem? Taking it from one rishus into another rishus? The fact, it's all one rishus. It's taking from my right pocket, putting it in my left pocket. I didn't do anything. That's what bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, oh, anytime it is gzela, so then you have to work with Shlichas Yad. Otherwise it won't be gzela. But if the gzela is because of his halacha, that when I'm gozel tashmishim, we give him the chiyuvim and dinim of gzela's haguf, so that's not a problem of taking him from one rishus into another rishus. Huh? That's where Rashi is coming from. The Baal HaMor says no. You can't turn a person into a gazlan. What is the halacha of Shor Shlomidas gazlan? That exact what Rashi says. If I steal tashmishim, the Torah put it into the shushomer, but the shushomer is the shushbailah. It's not the physical. It's not, Rashi talks in terms of a physical rishus, while the Baal HaMor talks in terms of a halachic rishus. Yes.
Is the Baal HaMor not a chalik between a shalosh lemidas amanas legozla and a shalosh lemidas? That
We'll go. We'll see that inside the Balamora. Right now, I just skimmed the top. Okay, I said we'll see both inside. Now, a lot the Rashba and the Ritva throw in an extra dimension, which is creates a lot of headaches. If you take a look in the Gemara of in Baba Kama Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says, what's the difference between a ganav and a gazan and a chamsa? The Gemara says, my ben gazan the chamsa. Chamsa yohiv domi. Gazan lo yohiv domi. Okay. It's a different aveira. Take a look in the Rama, Perk Aleph Hilchos Geneva. Rama says like this. Kol hagonev mamon mishaver pruta umal alef alef over alosas shenem alos signov vein lo ken alas. Okay, halacha beis also lignov kol shudin Torah. We also lignov derech sok. Play a joke. When I lived in, I remember as a child, I had a certain person who would go to a certain Talmud Chacham's library, take a sefer, that Talmud Chacham lived down the street from me, and call him up and say, listen, if you're really learning, you know which sefer I took. And I'll give it back, but I just want to check whether you're really learning. Okay. Okay. So that's Derech Tzchok. He never meant to keep it, never meant to hold it. It was his way of playing a joke on a person. Okay. I'm taking it, I intend on giving it back. I'm going to pay for it. It's not considered Gneva. It's a separate issue to learn from a separate Tzchok de Lo Signovu. Why don't do something that'll get you in the habit of gzela, putting your hands on somebody else's money? So it is a separate avera, it's not the avera of Canada. Now, so that's the difference between a ganev and a chamsa. Now, what is the halacha in such a case in terms of kinyonim? So a chamsin, so they're two separate averas. Okay, but that is Klape Shmaya. But now, for the Bezin Shomato, we have to wonder, does he have the dinim of a gazlan or not the dinim of a gazlan? So Gemara and Baba Kama Samach Zayin Amar Aleph in our Girsa says, Haganev, Hagazan v'ho Anas. What is Anas? Rashi says, Chamsun, to Yohiv Domi. Is Kona B'yush V'shini Hashem. So that means, according to Rashi's Girsa, that a ganav, a gazan, and an anis all get kinyone geneva. You take a look in the Rashba here in Baba Kama. The Rashba, in our text of the Rashba, the cooked text of the Rashba, leaves out the word anis. Yeah. So I wouldn't know what about the kinyone of a chamsa. Gemara and Daf Kuf Yudalit and Baba Kama. Gemara Kuf Yudalit and Baba Kama says a very, very simple thing. I know, I take your chamor and I give you my chamor, worth the same amount. So that means that Ganav Amanas Shalim. I pay. Not a mas, I will be Mishalim in the future. I actually paid. Noir talks about Chamsun says, Yoav Domi, he actually paid. He actually paid. So I took your chamor, I gave you my chamor. Then I take your chamor and I sell it to somebody. What's Allah? So Gemara says, if there was Yush, he's going to be Yush Rishini Rishus. What is the Gemara telling us? That there are kinyane gneva, and without the Yershin Shein Rishus, he's not kona. A chamsin is not kona the object. It's only the Yershin Shein Hashem, Yershin Shein Rishus. Not kona the object. Not kona the object, he's chayav onsin, like every ganav and every gasin. That's one halacha to keep in mind. Now, there's a Gemara here in Baba Kama, I've quoted. We have to see inside. Told you yesterday, we have to see inside. Let me just read it and see what Shulchan Aruch has to say about it. The Rambam says about it, Shulchan Aruch. Tzadei Zayin Omer Aleph. Hatokev Sfinotso Shel Chavero. You also be Melocha. I stole your boat. No, I didn't. And I did work with it. I'm a Rav. So what is it? So that means, what does he intend on doing with it? Just using it. Schora noto. What's a schora noto? What's a pischa noto? He can take either the rental value of it or the depreciation value. Shmuel Amen, no tell a pisca. Shmuel says, it only takes the damage. Amar of Papa, lo pligi, or machlokas. Hode avidu la agra, hode lo avidu la agra. Is this boat for rent or not for rent? That if this is for rent, we presume that when he took it for the purpose of paying for it, says Rashi. It's not for rent. What? So the Gemara says, Nochus lo adai to dagra. If he did it for the purpose of paying, so the owner has a can charge him either the rent or the depreciation, not both. I'll treat you either as a gazlan or as a socher. As a gazlan or a shol shalomi das, I'll treat you, you owe me the depreciation value. Why? There's a whole rivet on the topic, but that's what it is. Or I can treat you as a renter. Okay, this is the suya. So, and see how the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Gezeila, where Gimel Hilchos Gezeila Halacha Ches. Tokav Sinosu Shel Chavero Yosef Bamelacha. Ime Eina Asuya L'Schar. If it's not for rent. It says, Shomen Kama Pischa U'Mashal. You're a Ganev, and you have to pay depreciation. I can't charge you for the rent. Im hi asuya l'schar, if it is for a rental thing. Im yorad lo b'torah schiros. If he went there for the purpose of paying for the usage, hol v'yorad shelo b'shus, but it's not shelo b'shus. So the owner then can treat him either as a ganav or as a renter, whichever is to the advantage of the owner. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. First, in Shin Samaches. And the Shach explains it, the Gro agrees with him. Shin Samachay, maybe. What? Wait a second.
Shin
Samach Gimel. What? Shin Samach Gimel. Shin Samach Gimel says like this. Hatokev sino shel. First says Hatokev Abdo shel Chaveiro. V'yase b'melacha. He says. So the only reason you don't pay for the usage is because it's good for the owner. His eved shouldn't be hanging around doing nothing. But if he was going to be working anyway, so you pay for whatever the value of the work of the eved did for you. Used it, you pay for it. Tokav sinosh shechaveru atzav b'lochu. Im ein atzui the schar, you'd pay for the damage. Says the shach. Why? So he explains. Ruach mesiv zev esif achakach. The metalton the nigzolim. Metalton I have kinyon egzela. Im gozlon, if he stole it, atzav b'lochu v'lo pichson, and there's no damage. Filu kaim b'lagra potu. Why? Came of the Gazan, Bishus HaGazan, who with the day, the Navshe, Ka'oven Melocha. He gets part of Kinyon Exeda, Kinyon Etashmish. Okay. Take a look on the Grog. Grog says, Ayin Shach, Lechainu B'Gemar, he said, some shot in the Gemara. Okay. But if it is, Vim Hiyatsu Yilashar, he quotes the Rambam. Okay, then, but the Ramah has a different halacha on Simin Shin Ches. And Simin Shin Ches, the Ramah has the following halacha. Now we see inside. At Loker Chamor Shel Chaveiro Shelo Midaito. He took his Chamor without knowing. Lots of Melachto. He didn't pay for it yet. He intended to pay for it. The case of the Gemara Baba Kama Tzarezai, and he didn't pay for it. He intended to pay for it. Kishol Shalomidah, Tzavigasa. Okay. That's if not Omid Lishar. If it's Omid Lishar, in Achor Omid Lishar, Lishkor. Because what is Aloha? Aloha is like a Svina. V'yemiru michu bo b'nei beisav omrim shabal ha-chamor tzor ha-chamor ha-vikishalo midaz. But that's only if he wasn't told, don't take it. He's told, don't take it, you're a gaz. Okay. Now, with this in mind, we have a Rashi and a Ritva. Yes. Okay, this is the halachas you have to keep in mind as we proceed to the Rashi and the Ritva. What is a Sholeach Yad? What is a Gazlan? What is a Shol Shalomidas? We have to define what it is we're talking about. The Rashba speaks very cryptically. Right. It says, when you're a little feet pay Rush of Rashi, Yeshaluke Dinam Bedover. Gazan v'shol shlomidat shlechad. Gazan hu shedai to ligzol legamri v'en dai to l'shale. Now, we talk about gzela from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach Beis that defines the term gzela, means I don't intend on paying. What would be if I intended on paying? Then I'm a chamsun. Would the same halacha be true in our context or not? At this point the Rashi hasn't told us. Zain Tsar Chasar doesn't require a chasar. They came and the gozal komle bishusay. It's in his rishus. So that itself is the chasar. Shrechabi Pikodin, who ben Shaddai to Lito Mimeno Ktsas, Gon Shanol to Revius and Achavis, Vedai to Lashalim, Vedai to Lashalim. It means Afilu Dai to Lashalim or Davka Dai to Lashalim? That's the question. Afilu Dai to Lashalim. It will make my life easy. No to Revius and Achavis, Afilu Dai to Lashalim. Ben Shinishtamish Shalomi Dasa Bailam Babalachayim Shahuf Kiratsto. Why? I use the feature Machnus Lachtaim is Chasim Achich. So, Balachayim are all a potential damage if I use it because they get tired. That depends on Tzorach Son or Ain Tzorach Son Klom, but the Kaven Shadaito Lachasro. I intend on using it to a degree that it'll get tired. So it is a gneva menas lahasik. The question is, do I need the hesek or not? Shinen as kodem shechasu. It's unknown as hand before got tired. The komle bishuse. No. He says, shedai tolito memenu ktsas. In stealing it, he talks about paying for it. Nishtamish, so far he hasn't said anything. Shol shomidas, ubedavor, that it's impossible, shemis chasim achmos tashmisho. No. Shol shomidas, habigas. So I can steal an object, I can steal tashmishim. So if I steal the object directly, so then by stealing the object directly, I'm a goslin. If I steal part of it and want to be chai, and therefore I'm going to be chai in everything, so that's only a din of shlichas yad. It has to come under the rules of shlichas yad. If I steal tashmishim, and it has to come under the rules of Shlichas Yad. That means it has to be a Din Gzeila. Remember, he's explaining Rashi. So therefore, the potential for damage or the real damage is all part of Din Gzeila. And he doesn't, and he just, Derech Agav throws, Daito Shalim could be even Daito Shalim in the Mitzvah. Is it Dafka Daito L'Shalim and Bixas? And ain't Daito L'Shalim? It's not a Gaz and it's not a Shalech. Yeah, that would be super strange. So the paying and not paying doesn't really play a role very much in the Rashba necessarily, if we had not seen the Ritva. Reason I'm getting into this complex Ritva, somehow all Achronim went to town on it. And let's just see what he says, if we can make any sense out of it, or not make any sense out of it. Is it here? And he says, there are three dinim. Hanota Ligzo. So we've sort of outlined what Sheile Shalom Midas is, how it fits in with Rashi, where Rashi and the Ramban disagree. It's pretty clear we have one outstanding question. No to Ligzol, no to Ladas, Lito Kula, O Mitzotzul Atzmo, O Shach Sirendo, Velo Yeshalim, Labailim. Chai Ba'onson, came in Shemoshach, Ladas King, Rav Pichalo Chosa. Says like this. This is not the Rajma at all. When we talk about Gzela, we talk about no to Ligzol, Kulo o mitzotzo la'atzmo. That means if I want is if I want to steal miktsas, on the miktsas there's no din, I don't have to come on to the halacha of shlichas yad. I'm chayiv in the miktsas where there is a chasar and there is no chasar. That's different than we suggest it may be true in Tosfos. Or I'm an asla hazik, and he has no intention of paying. Chayiv b'onsin, kevin shemar shechadas king, av bishlo chasar. And he puts in right here at the beginning that he has no intention of paying. It's different. Daito lito. Ulchasa hakol. O mitzas aldas l'shalem. But if intend on paying, I'm a shoech yad. Boom. L'bayl. U'bezen echelko. I'm sure chasar l'chai v'onts in v'lav. Shol shol amidas. Ain't died to the chatz of the Bailam Klum. Ella Shirot, the Shtamish, for Achzir Lemukomo. I'm stealing Tashmish. So Sholeach Yad, what is it? Is it Maisig Zela? Because it's either to take away or to be Mazik. So it's a Zela Aldas Lashalem. Gazlan is Zela Shalom Aldas Lashalem. Sholeach Yad, it turns out it's a Chamsen. And it's only a din in and a chamsen on. What does he say? A chamsen, when he gets to a pikadna, that he's a shloach yad. And then we have a machlok, a tzorach chasar, and a tzorach chasar. That means I took it. Who knows how that's little cool? Or mix up to that. Now, would he agree? Now, my question is as follows. We have a Tosis in Baba Kama, I am Testament Aleph. I walk into your house. And I pick up something with the intention of walking out the door. Then all of a sudden, an onus happens. Something happens. I haven't walked out the door yet. Says Tosis, I'm a ganav and a gazan from the moment I pick it up. Because I'm picking it up with the intention of walking out the door with it. So I already made the kinyan with the intention of making it mine via this kinyan. Just I haven't gotten out the door, but it's in my rishus, it's in my pocket. So, here, he has something else. So, is that only in Gzela and Geneva? What about a Chamsen would have the same avocha? He has a shoach yabit kodin, daito lito l'chatsa hakol omitzas. He wants to walk out the door with it. He wants to do something with it. And not and pay. And then I'm a shalach yad. Now. So what comes out from him is a very interesting thing. He says, B'tashmish. B'mutashmish. He says, V'shol shalom idas. Ain't that to lachasa by them klum? No. I just want to use it. Then hutashi shiroi l'schar. Then he says, and I want to pay. Umi hutashi shu osa yesh kilkul umamonu shabaylem av b'shena mischasa hutashi shefshu the idea metal loss. There's a potential loss to the Bible. It's a potential loss to the Bible. The idea of metalta loss, because by carrying it, it means. I'm a shol shalom idas on your car. What do I want to do? I want to drive around the corner. That's it. There's no wheel driving around the corner 20 yards. There's no real 30 yards. There's no real depreciation on it. There's no real wear and tear on it. But who knows? As I'm driving down the street, someone may bump it. Someone may crash into me. So there's a potential damage. I have no intention to damage. It's a potential damage. What is the case without a potential damage? So the case there in Bava Basra, Shor Shlomi Das, I took this keli and I'm pouring it. It can fall from my hand while I'm doing it. Something can fall. I have no intention to fall. I don't want it to fall. There's a potential damage. Something that is absolutely no potential for any loss, he says. What is he doing? I'll pay for it. And you have nothing to lose. I'm not a Gaza. Just a radical new idea. Koze miyisodo shel Ramban. He saw this in the Ramban. Where, I don't know. And he says, and this is Rashi in the Sugya. He's putting this both into Rashi and to the Ramban. We haven't seen any clue whatsoever the Rashi and the Ramban would say such. It's all one. Okay. And Tosis agrees with everyone, agrees. Rashi, Ramban. Okay. Now, first we have to understand the Petoris Atzmo. So he's telling me that there's a Gazlan, there's a Chamsin, and Shol Shlomi Das. Sholeach Yad is a Chamsin. Now, and it's going to only be in his Rishus, if he follows the halacha of Shalach Yad, Yesh Tzor Rech Tzor. But a Chamsin, a Shomer who's a Chamsin, he's telling me, create a wild idea, L'chora. A Shomer who's a Chamsin, it coined the mandom of Tzorach Sarin is not going to be Beshuso until there is actual Chosar. We'll have to understand why. And number one, and where he saw this potentially in Rashi and in the Ramban. Okay. This is the outline of what we're doing. I just want to get every, these are all the pieces, and then Meretz Hashem tomorrow, Sunday. Finish off. I was busy at a doctor's appointment this morning, so that's why I was in here most of the time. But I just wanted to outline everything. This is where we are, and how does this thing interface at all with the halach of the Tumas Hadeshim? The socher shalom midas is the never socher, not a gazan. I intend to pay. Apparently, the two contradict each other completely. Maybe yes and maybe no. That is a problem that Achronim were trying to figure out, what's the logic here and how does that work together from a Sadeshin of a Socher Shalom Midas. Okay.